The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And his ears were opened. His tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. In the beginning, God created the world, and he called it good. The Father scooped up some dirt on day six, formed a body out of it, projected his own image into it, and last but certainly not least, he breathed the breath of life into it. He made man and called him good. Seeing that man was not made to be alone, he created woman, by taking a rib from the man, fashioning it with his hands, and he made woman, and he called it good. Tragically, Adam and Eve introduced sin into the world, resulting in bodily and spiritual death. They were no longer good. We see the fruits of death extend to us today. And it's tragic. Cancer, Alzheimer's, blindness, deafness, muteness, coronavirus, diabetes. Their rebellion introduced death into the world. As history has progressed, we've multiplied death's tactics. Now our lives are far from our Creator's intentions, and he can no longer call us good. We know that God created us in our mother's wombs. Scripture testifies to that godly work. But we often wonder if God maybe made a mistake in making us, because things are just so out of whack. How could God let me be this way? In the gospel, a man is similarly afflicted. We don't know how long this man has been deaf, but he couldn't hear out of his God-given ears. Not only that, this man can't even speak. Due to his inability to hear, this man speaks gibberish. He can't communicate with anyone. And his survival depends on the grace of family and friends. God wouldn't look upon this man and call him good, because his body is inflicted with disease. Not something our Creator intended at creation. Perhaps worst of all, death is his destiny. Though God has created us, sin still inflicts us terribly, even from our birth. Some are born blind or deaf. Some newborns are born with complications and die. Others are placed in the NICU, where care is given, but they struggle for life. That's not what we would envision from a God who created Adam and Eve good. But even post-birth, disease is rampant. Viruses are prevalent. Death always seems to be crouching at our door, whether it's deserved or undeserved. We all know someone who has problems such as these inexplicably harsh cards they've been dealt in life. For whatever reason, God allowed this to happen. Or maybe, conversely, we think that these things are too trivial for our Lord to deal with. Some blame God, but we should really blame ourselves. Sickness doesn't occur because God made mistakes in creating us, like a manufacturer does for a cheap toy. God made no mistake in creating you. But original sin's curse, which is given to Adam and Eve in Genesis 3, extends to us today. Romans 5:18 says, "One trespass resulted in condemnation for all people." We receive this hereditary disease called sin, even in our mother's womb. As David testifies in Psalm 51, verse 5, "In sin did my mother conceive me." And since we have original sin, how does that lead to diseases which afflict the body? Think of it this way. We are diseased with original sin, but the symptoms of that disease pop up in all different ways. Lying, stealing, cheating, inclinations to one sin versus another, or ailments of the body like being born with a defect heart, being born blind, deaf, etc. These things are symptoms of the spiritual disease we all have, which is original sin. It's like having the flu. Symptoms are a runny nose, chills, fever, cough, sore throat, body aches. Those are the things we see and experience. But what we don't see is what causes those symptoms to appear, which is the disease itself, the flu. With us, the disease is original sin. The symptoms, what we normally think of sin, and they manifest themselves in our daily lives. Don't think that it's fair we're born with original sin because of Adam and Eve sinning in the Garden of Eden. Well, put yourselves in their shoes. Would you do it? Would you disobey God's command to not eat the forbidden fruit? Let me help you arrive at the right answer by challenging you to do this. How about you stop sinning now and obey all God's commands? Yes, of course we would have sinned against God in the Garden of Eden. We do it here all the time. As a result, death, disease, heartache, pain, frustration, hate, and any disease of the body and the soul have been rightfully charged to our account, which leads us to death. Death puts us in the same position as the deaf and mute man. But the deaf and mute man's friends heard about someone who provides healing. someone who makes things good, as in the Garden of Eden. They had faith in this healer. So moved by love and desperation for the sick, they brought their friend to him. The healer brought this sick man aside privately. Not knowing exactly what to expect, the friends simply asked the healer to place his hand on their friend for the healing. But the healer gave them more than what they bargained for. To start, he thrusted his fingers into both ears of the deaf man. Then he gathered saliva together in his mouth and spit. He then touched the twisted tongue of this sick man with his own spit-soaked finger. He let out a large groan, almost as if he's pained in what he's doing. Finally, the words escape his mouth, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." At the word of this miracle worker, the curse of sin was reversed. This man's previously clogged ears now hear the gasps of his friends as the beauty of sound reaches his virgin ears. This man's tongue was released from the perils of Adam's curse of original sin. And overcome with joy, any command this healer gave about keeping it a secret was ignored. He testified to the one who brought about healing where sin and disease previously corrupted the body. Who is this healer who gives hearing to the deaf? Who is this healer who gives a voice to the voiceless? It's the promised Messiah, the promised one of old, the promised child given to mankind through Eve's womb. He comes to establish his reign as Messiah on earth. It's been prophesied of old. In that day, the day of the Messiah, the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see, the meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute man sing for joy. This Messiah has come to unstop deaf ears, to open the eyes of the blind and cure the diseased and sick. That's what we see in the life of Jesus, whose ministry it is to bring about a new creation. A new creation, absent of sin, death, disease, heartache, pain, and other spiritual and physical defects. A new Garden of Eden in which the Father can look at it and call it good. But only through what was accomplished on the cross can a new creation be brought to life. Because on the cross, our Savior bore upon Himself our iniquities and bore our diseases. Namely, our disease of original sin. And though we still feel original sin's lingering effects in this life, disease, cancer, inclinations to sin, etc., God gives you healing through the cross. Because now when you die, the Father doesn't see you in your sin. He doesn't see the bad things you've done or the diseases you bear. He doesn't see any symptoms of your original sin He sees purity. He sees life. He sees innocence. All because Christ bore your sin upon his shoulders. And your sin was put to death on his shoulders, hanging from the cross. Through healing and new birth from Jesus' cross, the Father can look at us, his new creation renewed by water and Spirit, and he calls us good. That's our Father's promise to those who have life in his Son. And God's promises are as hard as nails, as hard as the nails of the cross. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.